Don't stress, just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So Rule 3.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do, so just a Rule 3. System will make you feel brand new. The dreams must inspire you. So let's do Rule 3, Rule 3, Rule 3. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of 3, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff. I am joined by my man, Rock. What's going on?
Not much, man. How you doing? Welcome to the show today. Welcome to finally have you back here at the show.
Yeah, man. I've been off for a while. My wife has been working a lot. You know, I got the kids to take care of all the time. Plus, you can hear it in my voice. Sick for a while. It's been crazy. Plus, I got basketball to research. All sorts of stuff so that I can bring everybody the knowledge that I have and bring it to them. Plus, don't worry, though. I got a rant. We got all of our good stuff. We got heroes, zeros, breakdown true or false. We got it all this episode. I didn't get questions, though, because somebody...
No questions, huh?
No questions because, you know, the beautiful Big Shot said he wasn't coming.
Let's rephrase this. Not just one Duke fan didn't decide to show up today.
All the Duke
fans. Two Duke fans didn't show up today.
Hey, that's all right, man. I'm a Florida State fan, so it was a rough weekend for me, too.
Listen, it's been a rough season for NC State, and where am
that's
I?
That's true.
Where am I?
Be here.
All right, I'm here.
But we only care about, but just think, we only care about college basketball for like 3 weeks a year. So, well, four if you get out the ACC tournament.
The draft.
No, then it's NBA.
That's true.
Well, no.
No, you're right.
Alonzo Ball, man.
Listen, Alonzo Ball, I'm telling you, that kid, very good player. We'll see what he does, though.
Oof, I think he's going to be awesome.
No, I agree. I think he's going to be a very great player. We were on Facebook Live and on Periscope, but that did not work out right now today. So forgive us. Just listen to the show.
Audio only.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. You know, and we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting. We put Attitude in broadcasting. And also, we're broadcasting at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. So, if you want your dreams to come true, visit our campus. You know, that's our quick plug for the show today. For the first segment, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to share that.
GoCSB.com.
Right, and 1-800 TV radio.
That was it. I couldn't remember the phone number.
So
I did everything online when I came here.
Did you?
Yeah, never called.
But yeah, it's been a. I know it's been a rough couple of days for you, but at least you've had some TV to watch.
Yeah, it was a. It was entertaining, man. I think the first 2 days are usually the best. They weren't that great. The second 2 days are usually when the upset, the Cinderella teams go out, except for the rare few, like Xavier this year, who beat my Seminoles. But the next weekend is actually when the best basketball is played, because generally it's your ones and twos and threes still there. So it tends to be the better basketball. So, but the funny thing is this weekend coming up, I probably won't even watch it.
Because, no.
Especially this year, because you talk about games up at the top. There are some bad games. Baylor, but it's Baylor in South Carolina. Is it Baylor, South Carolina?
No, you're right.
And
yeah, it's Baylor,
and it's
South Carolina.
Wisconsin and Florida. Like, really?
If you can sit through a Florida game.
I'll watch. That sounds like an awesome game in football.
But in basketball, I mean, there's some, even UNC Butler. You know,
oh, that's going to be so slow.
It's going to be slow. I mean, because Butler's going to slow it down.
The Gonzaga West Virginia game, which team sets the pace? Because that will determine whoever sets the pace wins that game.
Right.
And let's hope that West Virginia sets the pace, because then it's an actually entertaining game to watch.
And Oregon Michigan, you probably want to watch, because it'll be 500 3-pointers between each team, because they are going to throw up some threes. So
yeah. Plus, you got to watch Lonzo Ball.
Dude, Alonzo Ball and UCLA against Kentucky may be the best game of the year.
Yeah, that's gonna be the highlight.
I mean, that is going to be
the Wichita State Kentucky game was good.
Wichita State, I picked them to beat Kentucky, and there was I personally thought it was a bad call on one of those threes. They fouled them.
Yeah,
it is what it is. I get it.
Bad calls, man. That was the story of the weekend.
But Wichita State did not play well enough to win that game.
No,
I mean they were awful.
They weren't as good.
No, they're not as good as they were a couple years ago when they went to Final Four. But they had good enough team to beat this Kentucky team because Kentucky's not as good as they were.
No, this is not a good Kentucky team.
I mean, it's okay. I mean, the backcourt's really good. But we'll get into the breakdown of the tournament and then later, a little bit later in the show. But first, let's go into Heroes of the Weekend. Look at what's happened. It's the Roar 3 Breakdown Edition, Heroes of the Weekend. Myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. You know, I'm going to have to watch this show again. I'm going to go home and watch this show.
It's a little before my time, that's for sure.
Have you seen it? Do you never watch this show?
I don't even really know what show it is.
It's the Greatest American Hero.
Then, no, I've never seen that
you
show.
You have ever. To at least check out episode. It's cheesy.
Is it
you
on, watch like, it now. Can I like, pull it up on YouTube or something?
You probably, yeah, yeah. Okay. You, I think
it's
you watched
the
it.
Greatest I'll see, American
Greatest
Hero.
American Hero.
I have to check that out. For some reason, I thought that was, like, Growing Pains or something like that.
It's close.
It sounds like every 80s family sitcom.
But it had nothing to do with a family sitcom, really. But it was probably the cheesiest hero costume you'll ever see in life.
Can't be as bad as...
Oh, no, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. That's pretty
wow.
bad, dude.
Yeah, I'm looking at
it's
it
It's pretty
now.
Bad.
That's. I've yeah. seen that symbol before.
Yeah, yeah. It looked like something Sami Zayn would wear.
Yeah.
But...
Or some kind of Dragon Ball Z thing.
It was in 1981. It was the first show date, and it was only 3 seasons. Yeah, I think
probably that one, outstayed its welcome.
Yeah, William Catt, Connie Selica, man, whoa, that was my girl back there in the early 80s. I was only 5,
nice.
So yeah,
yeah,
I aimed high back then. But anyway, that is our greatest American heroes. Do you got any heroes of the weekend?
Yeah, man, coming from was it last night? Yeah, last night. The man we were just talking about, Lonzo Ball, almost triple double. What you shaking your head for, man? He played great. Did you see
that? I like him. I don't like his father.
Oh, we could talk about his father because I'm pretty sure I have some things. I have some things to say. I'm sure you and Big Shot talked about him on last week's show.
I did
on Thursday.
I did.
I got a couple things to say about him. If we could, we'll bring that up later.
All right,
but maybe in zeros of the week. sorry.
No, you fine.
Yeah,
He had a good game.
There was one play where the dude, like, no-look alley-oop pass was just insane. He can score. I'm not ready to say he reminds me of anybody yet, but people are saying Magic. Because of the length and the size and the way he distributes.
The best I've heard is Jason Kidd with a jump shot. Jason Kidd didn't get a jump shot until later.
When he was old.
When he got older.
Yeah.
So, and Lonzo Ball's shot looks horrible.
It's weird.
But it goes in, that's all that matters.
Yeah. It's like the weirdest shot of all time is Sean Marion's.
Yeah.
The Matrix. I think he like shoots it from his chest. Love it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But I still think MKG's probably the worst shot I've ever seen. The worst.
Well, his doesn't go in. I'm talking about shots that actually go in.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's Sean Marion, dude. That's the weirdest thing ever.
That's true.
If you're like 2K, you can never time that shot up.
No, it's the worst one.
No, it's terrible.
Try to do MKG on NBA 2K. That is horrible. And he can't shoot, so it's really tough. That's the reason he just passes the ball. All right, yeah. That's the only time I let him touch it. And when he slams it. Anyway.
Let's try not to bash the Hornets too bad.
Not yet.
Which, really, I don't even talk about them because they're irrelevant at this point. You know what, Charlotte radio stations, I get that we're locals here and stuff, and I just want to talk about this for a second. Stop trying to tell me how many games there are out of the AC. They're not making it.
And why does it matter?
They don't want to make it.
Because
the
if you get the AC, guess who you get?
You get the Cavs.
And you're going to get swept again. So why do you want to do that?
I wouldn't.
No.
Give me a 0.08 chance at the number one pick. You know what I'm saying? Give me a lottery ball.
If you ain't playing for the seventh seed, you might as well play for out of the playoffs.
Yeah, eighth seed is might as well just be out.
Yeah.
You're really just giving LeBron time to warm up.
He's already taken days off, which I'm going to get to on this show today. That's for sure. Because Saturday was ridiculous. But anyway,
I think,
heroes.
Okay. We're going to probably – that's going to be fun.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, you got
that's
more
all
heroes?
The heroes I got, man. Lonzo Ball. Right. I just, you know, it's a hard weekend to come up with heroes because there's a lot of them. And yep. I just picked, like, the best game I saw, which just happened to be, like, the last one.
Before I go with my heroes, 49ers legend Dwight Clark announces he has ALS. So, prayers, thoughts of Dwight Clark. In case you don't know who he is, he's a San Francisco 49er tight end that made the catch against my Cowboys. So
shout out Chuck Berry. Rest in peace.
Chuck Berry passed away this week. Also, I got to add him to the notes. But prayers and thoughts with Dwight Clark to overcome it. To my heroes of the weekend, Triple G for remaining unbeaten. He beat Daniel Jacobs by unanimous decision to stay unbeaten. Probably next to Floyd now, who came out of retirement, probably best fighter in the world right this second. James Harden posts second straight 40-point triple-double.
I got some. Can I
go
jump
ahead,
in?
Go ahead.
All right. Heroes of the week. First of all, Penn State Wrestling. Okay? They won the outright team competition before the final matches even started. Come to the finals. They have five. Excuse me. They have five finalists in five straight weight classes. Guess how many they won? All five. All five. Wow. They won five individual national champions at the college level. Also, Hero of the Week, still on the wrestling tournament, was Kyle Snyder out of Ohio State. Is it Ohio State? Yeah, Ohio State.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
How much time did you watch the wrestling championships this weekend? You watched all of it?
Or no.
You just watched a couple matches?
I watched some of the semifinal matches with people that I like Kyle Snyder and the guy from Missouri. Can't remember his name either. Can't remember his name. But I know he's very talented. He's actually going to play for Missouri's football team next year. I watched the semifinals, and then I watched the entire championship matches, the first place matches. I watched every single one. Shout out to Kyle Snyder, who won his second national championship, and he won the gold medal at the Olympics last year. So, also, Dan Gable. I've met him. He's a great man. But no, did you watch any of the college wrestling?
I did not get to watch any.
I know it's a hard weekend because of basketball. But
with basketball, man,
I recorded the championships and I watched it on Sunday morning. So I basically avoided. I watched basketball on Saturday night. I recorded the wrestling championships on Saturday night, and then I watched it Sunday morning when I woke up, and avoided SportsCenter, so I didn't know what happened.
But Jaden Cox, maybe?
Jaden Cox, that is it. The kid from Missouri. Yes, he is super talented, super big, and he's going to play for the football team next year.
Cool. Maybe be WWE a couple years.
Hey, dude, look up pictures of him. He got the look.
Good.
Awesome.
Did you have any other ones?
Nah, man, that's it. I remember I was like, oh, wait, I watched the national championship of wrestling.
James Harden posts his second straight 40-point triple-double.
I see. I just give up.
Still
with that.
Scoring.
That's not even what? Heroes to me. They do this stuff all the time now. It's talented.
South Carolina beating Duke. Fine. There you go.
Yeah,
there's a hero.
Let me
give a second to Frank Martin. Frank Martin has done a great job in South Carolina, in case you haven't noticed. They beat Duke. And
they used to be a dumpster fire.
Yo, no. The first time ever in the Sweet 16, And I got to give them a shout-out. Derek Walton Jr., Michigan, for the way he's playing the tournament. He's
was that the kid who went like 11 for 14 or 11 for 13 or something like that?
No, that was Wagner.
Oh, that was the German guy.
Yeah. To me, though, I have seen Walton play the last couple of games, and that guy's playing great point guard position.
Is he a kid with curly hair?
Yeah.
And he was hitting the free throws at the end of the game?
No, that was the other guy.
That's Wilcox or whatever.
No, Wilson.
Wilson, yeah.
But he's
sorry, just so many kids getting your head this weekend. It's hard to keep track of them.
Yeah, he was, to me, Alonzo Ball, those guys are playing the best point guard positions right now. And Frank Mason out of Kansas.
Yeah, well, yeah, that guy's a star.
I don't know if I want to save her for a hero or a zero. Paige? I don't know. You heard about the rumors. That's probably a zero.
Bruh.
For some single guys and women, that might be a hero. I'm not sure.
Dude, I don't even know what to talk. Like, I can't even address that situation. That was so bad.
Yeah. Let's move into zeros, because I'm sure you got some zeros.
I got a lot.
Definitely got some zeros. That's going to take a second. All right. Who's your zeros of the weekend?
I don't know. What's going on? People talking Spanish. Go ahead, man. I was confused. So my first one goes to, I don't remember his name, but the poor child who intentionally fouled the Northwestern kid when they were up at the end of the game in Northwestern versus Vanderbilt. I don't remember his name.
Are you talking about the player or are you talking about the crying kid?
No. The player who intentionally fouled the guy.
Yes.
Up.
Oh, yeah.
With the shot clock off.
Yes. Vanderbilt.
Yeah, it was the Vanderbilt game. Yeah. I had Vanderbilt beating Northwestern, and I had Vanderbilt beating Villanova. So, or Gonzaga.
Yeah. This is the zero song of the week. Yeah, anyway, the Vanderbilt player, you had him.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's one of the zeros for me. Man, you just can't do that. You gotta know the situation you're in.
Yeah.
And that's just, I think they lost because of that. They had the momentum.
They had it.
And that was it. Like, it was a wrap. Because Northwestern was hitting those free throws. My next is the refs who butchered the ending of the Gonzaga game against Northwestern.
You talking about the guy, the
goaltending? Yes, yeah. That was clearly goaltending. Everybody saw it.
But, and then they gave a tee to Chris Collins.
Yeah, if they just would have looked at the tape, they could have been like, oh, we were wrong. And Chris Collins, we apologize. You have every right to be furious with us because everybody in the arena and everybody at home saw his hand through there, except for the guy in black and white. Zero, Florida State University. And you have all the talent in the world, and another time you just screw it up and fall out early. This was an easy Sweet 16 team. Should have been. You got two guys over 7 feet tall. You have athletic wings in Bacon and Isaac and Mann. You have a good point guard in Xavier Rattan-Mays. But I get it. You can't shoot three-pointers to save your life. Man, you got eliminated from both the tournaments this year by teams who hit over 10 three-pointers. And you get we hit two or three against Xavier.
And no, it was 3 of 19 at one point.
Three against Xavier. And I know we hit one against Notre Dame. And we're in the Notre Dame game. Just a couple more, you win that game, and you're playing Duke in the ACC championship. And my last one, I'm going to save because I'm pretty sure it's going to take us into a topic that we'll go down to. So you go ahead now.
Mauricio Ortega for stealing Brady's Super Bowl jerseys.
They released his name?
His name is there's a video release.
No, I saw it. I saw it. I didn't debut see the video on Colin Cowherd's show today.
Yeah, he snuck in behind Belichick.
Well, he didn't sneak in. He had credentials.
Right. But he's not got one Super Bowl jersey. He's got two.
Two. And he may have Von Miller's Super Bowl helmet from last year.
Come on, man. Seriously? Yep. This is why these athletes don't want to sign anything or do anything, because of jackholes like you.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Also, on our Facebook page, the Raptors provide powerful insight. Before the game they had this past week, it said, let me pull it up for you. Energy, keys to the game. Energy, more energy, and whatever it takes. That's the keys to the game this week.
What?
Yeah.
That's gold.
Energy.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. And more energy.
Hashtag lack of trying.
Man, I just, come on, dude. Nothing else. And the last one, it will probably lead us into the next part of the show. Cleveland Cavs. For sitting their big three versus the Clippers on ABC primetime. Listen, LeBron, I get. I kind of get Kyrie. Not really. He's 24. But then Kevin Love, who was out one game. No, he was out 13 games, sit one game, came back one game, and then sits out again on a primetime game.
Minute restrictions, man. Coming back from injury is hard.
Then that's
but you ready to
one
go
of
into,
the big three need to play.
You ready to go into my rant of the week now?
Yeah, we can go into rant. Let me see.
It's on that topic, so.
It's on that topic?
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, we can do, let's see.
The passionate, too legit rant of the week.
Alright, here we go.
Alright, so here it goes, man. And it's going to go opposite of what you were just talking about. My rant of the week is, I want people to stop crying about players resting in the NBA. Especially during primetime games or whenever they decide to rest. Whenever the coach or GM or doctor or anybody says, hey, it's time to sit down. These people, like, I know it doesn't, it seems like they are, but really, it's not about you. It's not really about the fans. To them, it's not. To the NBA, the organization of the NBA, it is about the fans because they want the fans to pay money and they want the fans to be entertained. To the players and the coaches, it's about winning championships. And I'm not just saying this because it was LeBron. I defended the Spurs and the Golden State Warriors when they did it the weekend before. It's not a big deal. It's really not. Because here's the problem. I want these guys rested to play meaningful basketball in the playoffs. To be awesome in the playoffs. It meant nothing for the Cavs. Who cares? So you let the Clippers win a game. Sure, they could have rested against, who was it that they played the night before?
They didn't play the night before. That's the problem.
Oh, the Clippers were on a back-to-back. They played the Nuggets.
The Cavs did not play the night before.
No.
They played Thursday night.
You're right. They played Thursday night.
So, still, when you get done, I'll get into it.
No, I mean, that's fine. And I understand why people are upset, because people want to watch good basketball, and I get it. But here's the thing. If I'm a fan of LeBron, I'm like, dude, if I don't get to watch you, especially this weekend, like I had way more basketball to watch than to watch the Clippers and the Cavs play. I had a lot of basketball to play, so I had a lot of basketball to watch. So who cares? I didn't get to watch LeBron, and I'm the LeBron fan of this show. And I know it makes me seem biased because I am the fan of LeBron, and now I'm defending it. But the thing is it doesn't matter. I will say the only people who have a reasonable gripe is ESPN. ESPN has now been screwed 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks in a row. And this is coming from somebody who paid $5.4 billion over the next, 10 years? And they just laid off 1,000 people. Basically because of that deal with the NBA. And now the NBA has screwed them. Now, when playoff time comes, they're going to have it. It's going to be awesome and they're going to make their money. But if you're ESPN, you can be mad, you can gripe, and you know what, Stan Van Gundy? You can rip into people during the broadcast all you want. More power to you. But as a fan, man, get over it, dude. Playoff basketball is right around the corner. Get ready to watch meaningful playoff basketball, hard-nosed, where the games are actually matter, especially for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I get it. I know I'm in the minority. I get it, and I'm fine with that. Go ahead.
All right. Well, first and foremost, we are fans. I was listening to it today on Levitar. I agree to a point. I ain't got a problem with them sitting, but something needs to be done, all right? Because if you go into an NBA game, to see LeBron. NBA's different than NFL and baseball.
Yes.
First, many different ways. First, they're different in a different – you can't it's a lot different. NBA, you're going to see that star player. You're not going to see the team. When you go to see the Cavs, you're not going to see the Cavs. You're going to see LeBron. You're going to see Kyrie. You're going to see maybe Kevin Love. I don't know. But those are the players you're going to see. When you go see a game, you're going to see that star player. You're not going to see the team. So my beef with it is not just how they react, but what LeBron said afterwards really bothers me. And I hate it. Oh, I can't stand it. Let me tell you why. You got a little kid going to a game that only gets to see LeBron once a year, maybe. All right? And a kid and a parent is spending $500 if they're getting good seats to see the Cavs. $500 is a lot for a dad.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, $225, $250 a piece.
It is LA,
to take his son, LA, Memphis, wherever.
No, I understand.
You know, my big beef with this is they're going to take their son, their daughter, ever who, to go take them to a game to see one of the best players in the world to ever play the game, and he's not playing, and he's on the sideline drinking coffee. Really?
That was pretty funny.
So, but my big beef with LeBron is after the game, the way he says things. Come on, man. You're supposed to be the best player in the world, and you act like a jackhole. Like, you don't give a damn about what any fan says or anything else. He actually said after the game, he doesn't see any issue with players setting out games. It sucks at times, but certain guys need rest. Nowhere in his whole thing did he address about the fans. Nowhere. And that's my problem. It's like he ain't got – no. The NBA players, guess who pays your salaries? It's when the people go to the game to pay for you to make $25, $30 million a year. I ain't asking for us to be number one on your priority list. Just be on your list of priorities. And LeBron and – a lot of other NBA players. I'm not LeBron hating.
I don't.
Last week really bothered me. I turned to watch the Warriors and the Spurs play. What did I get? I got a G League game. A D League.
At best.
They didn't
even play Andre Iguodala.
No, this is what I'm saying. It's like you can't play Kevin Love for a half. You can't play Kyrie for a half?
Okay.
I get Kevin Love to a point because he got back from injury.
But why can't you have Kevin Love.
Why? And I get during the offseason this year, the NBA need to do something. And what I'm saying, back-to-backs, okay, eliminate back-to-backs then. But this wasn't even a back-to-back game. They didn't play since Thursday. Then where does he go next to play? They played the Lakers last night, and all of them play. Kevin Love, I don't think, played. But LeBron and Kyrie played. I mean, it makes some rhyme or reason. You go to these cities once a year. No,
Kevin Love played because they scored 104 points combined.
In L.A. Are you telling me the Laker game is more important than
because it's a win.
Against the Clippers on a Saturday night primetime game, is that game's less important than the game the next night in L.A.?
They're getting a wash.
You could have won the game with L.A. with everybody being backups. I just don't understand it.
I think it had to do with in the terms of if you chose which L.A. game to sit out of, sitting out against the Clippers. Because if you all would have played against Clippers, you had to play really, really hard to beat them because they're a talented team.
Oh, my gosh. You got to play really, really hard. LeBron, you got to play really, really hard. It's really, really bad.
It's not that bad. It's really not. Like, he just sits out, man. Like, take a rest.
No, it's not just him.
The dude is still leading the league in minutes.
I know. No, and I know what I'm talking about. Let him play a half. He doesn't have to play the whole game.
Yeah, see, I like the way...
You see what I'm saying? At least let him play some minutes.
I like the way...
Let him play 10 minutes.
I like the way Golden State had it last year. Now, granted, that was a little different for them because they were beating everybody.
Right.
But Curry wasn't playing the fourth quarter like 20 times.
Exactly. But at least he was... Yeah, he doesn't have to sit out a whole game. And I'm not asking him. I know. Trust me, he's, what, 33 now?
32? So would you be okay with – now, this is hypothetical. I want to put this out there. Would you be okay if he came in the game, he maybe he doesn't even start?
Yeah, he comes off the bench.
He comes off the bench. He plays, like, middle of the second quarter, beginning – or he comes in at halftime. He throws down a couple dunks, and he checks out.
Yes.
You're fine with that?
Yes, because at least you're in the game.
Hey, you know what? I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? You're taking your son or daughter.
Yep. No,
you're taking
I agree with you.
You're taking your sons to the basketball game to see LeBron.
Yeah.
All right, they're huge. They got LeBron jerseys on,
and
I go, and they're not playing. Now, vice versa. Let's take this role for a minute. We're talking about players that sit all the time. When's the last time you see Russell Westbrook sit? When's the last time?
Hold
on.
Need him.
When's the last time you seen James Harden sit?
Well, they're fighting for the MVP.
No, I'm just saying though. Yeah. They're playing night in, night out.
It's also,
and I get they're not going to win NBA title probably.
Yeah.
But and I get LeBron is older and he's the most minutes league. Well, I totally get that.
I'm going to, even though did the rant where I said I don't care, I will fight for you as to why it makes no sense. Because a lot of the times what they do is they say, well, the analytics and the doctors say that this is the best night for this person to sit down and not play. Tristan Thompson has played 82 games for like 6 years straight. Wouldn't it be his turn to take a rest?
He set out many games this season because now he's important. And I get.
No, he's played every game this year.
No, he's. I thought he set out a couple of games. I thought I'll go back and look.
He's like the longest active streak.
But I don't understand the whole thing. Kyrie Irving is 24. When LeBron sets, have Kyrie play at least a half. When you take out the big three from a team, and you know, once again, I'm not trying to bag on the Cavs. Let me go to the Warriors last weekend. Are you kidding me? You're on primetime. You're a primetime ABC game. How are you going to get people tuned in when nobody's playing? And the NBA, NFL is different because NFL, they sit out the last game of the season usually.
Yeah, you know that that's coming.
Baseball is a lot different. They play 162 games.
You get to see every team like six times.
Right. You get to see them eight times a season. You know, you might see Kershaw pitch in your city three times that season.
Yeah.
You don't see LeBron once.
I mean, I agree. I mean,
I just don't understand, man.
I understand your point, but as a fan...
The jersey I got on, Vince Carter, is 40 years old, and he's playing every single game.
Yeah, but he plays like 9 minutes a night.
Oh, then play LeBron 9 minutes on those bad nights.
I understand that part of it. You're like, okay, put him in there, give him a 6 minute run, pull him out.
Yeah.
You know what? And I'd never thought about it that way, and you're probably right. As a fan of the Cavs, who I'm never going to see. Like, I've never seen LeBron James play live. And if he came to the Hornets, I would check before I went.
He's playing here Friday. The Cavs are playing it. Friday night. The Cavs are playing in Charlotte Friday. I've already sold my tickets. I sold two of them. I don't know if I'm going to go because I'm still waiting to see if LeBron's playing Friday. Because if LeBron's not playing, I'm not going.
I mean, if Kyrie plays, though, I mean, Kyrie's pretty good.
Dude, if LeBron don't play, Kyrie's going to sit. They've done this at least three times this year, which I still don't understand. Mark Jackson said years ago, I've said this on every show I've always done. Mark Jackson, back in his day with the Knicks, said, I hated missing games. Did you see what Karl Malone said? Karl Malone came out with some stuff talking about the NBA players shouldn't sit. And listen, I don't have a problem you sitting, but at least sit on home games.
I've heard who it's Stephen A. or it's either Stephen A. or it's, you know, I can't remember exactly who it is. I think it's Stephen A. who says if you're going to rest your players, rest them at home because those people get 40 chances to see you.
Now, the one thing I say about the home thing, which there's argument, I can argue against that too. Is the home teams pay the home games pay for your team? Yeah. I mean, because that's 42 games right there, at your building.
I guess that's one way too.
Which
if you think
I get.
About it, if you're LeBron, you're like, I only care about when Cleveland Cavaliers sees me. Not
which I get.
When Mavs fans come to see me, I don't
right.
care about
but
Mavs
I,
fans.
I get that, but at the same point, the NBA has to do something. I know there's nothing they can do, but something's got to be done.
No, there's nothing they can do because right. it'll stop being rest and it'll start being leg cramps.
I mean, because now it's getting worse. And I heard a stat today. Over 300 healthy scratches this year. 300 times this year.
Well, I mean, look at Mozgov and Luol Deng.
Healthy they scratches. Make like a, they sound like, for players sitting.
Yeah.
300. Last year was like 60. It's getting bigger and bigger number. And it's like, all right, what are we going to do?
It's like if you're the Spurs, you're like, hey, we're going to play Kawhi like 20 games this year, and when we get into the playoffs, then he's going to play. I mean, that's like what it is. Like LeBron's right. like, hey, Kyrie and Love, they'll get us to the playoffs. I'm going to rest, except for like the like 20 games a year at home.
And I love Pop, but he's the one that started
this. He started it, yep.
And it's like now the whole NBA is like, all right, oh, we got a star player. They need to rest. Unless your name is Westbrook or Harden.
Yeah.
Which are all you got, so you better have them play as much as you can. I just – come on, man. There's got to be something they can do this offseason because the NBA players are complaining the NFL All-Star break is too short. Well, they made it longer, okay? Yeah. They start later in the season. Now, because they start in October, it used or Halloween, they used to start at the beginning of October. So they gave them more of a break. They've suggested to spread out the NBA playoffs until July. The players have said no because it takes away from the summer. So it's like, okay, what are you going to do for us? What can be done?
I think they need to leave the All-Star break the way it is and take the start of the season to beginning of October and cut out the preseason.
Spread out.
Yeah, open it up so that you stop getting the back-to-backs and you stop getting the four games a week. That's what they need.
I get the traveling and different – and four games a week. Do that. Start in October, begin October, do away with back-to-backs. But guess what? This wasn't a back-to-back game. That's what I don't get.
Maybe it was just
– And then he's drinking coffee.
All right, who cares what the man drinks on the sideline? You know what I mean?
Like, come on.
That's just a LeBron hate thing. It's like, hey, LeBron's drinking coffee.
Yeah, anyway.
Who cares?
That's our little rant of this week. You know, tweet us at BSS Carolinas what you think. And like I said, I ain't got – you want to sit? Sit. You know what? When the schedule comes out, begin a year. We need to know what days that LeBron's not going to play. Why can't we say, hey, he's coming to Charlotte next week, he will not be playing.
We should do like before the I NBA buy tickets. Find you if you get 10 healthy like you get more than like 6 healthy scratches a year.
Right. Why not? And if you play 82 games a season, you get $50,000 bonus or $500, whatever.
That's like something. That's like LeBron sneezing.
I know. It's like
when he wipes his nose.
I'm just saying, adds a little bonus to them.
Yeah, no.
If you do slam dunk contests, you get another $100,000.
We're not even
going
to go.
All right, we ain't going to that one. But anyway, all
right,
we'll come back. We'll do the NCAA stuff.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host. I'm Too Legit.
And of course, I'm Rocky of BSS Carolinas. You can always catch us everywhere.
Good day. Credit cards and the scammers, hitting the looks in the van. Legacy, family, why is it look like a plan? Going out like a Montana, honey killers on the hammer. Legacy, family, why is it?